Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the point.
Jason Carey. About time to get this thing started.
Running the point, Jason Carey, the Intelligent Podcast. Back for another episode, man. You know how I like to start it. I like to start off as like saying the grace, man. I like to thank y'all. We competing for ears here, so I like to thank everybody that has taken the time to listen to me, man. Because I was telling our producer here that I went dug into this podcast world, and it's a lot of stuff out there, man. It's a ton. So the fact that you guys take the time to listen to me, I am eternally grateful. Thank you for tuning into the ATL Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jason Carey. Let's get into this thing, man. This is like a conversation because usually, you know, running the point is probably maybe a debate or some kind of point that we need to go across. I don't know. We might find a debate in this conversation. For you guys that listen to the JC Squared on the Air radio show every Monday on IBNX Radio, you listen to there on the segment about 8:30. We usually have this segment called Biz Tech with a co-host, with my co-host, Pedro Francois, Biz Tech. And so Biz Tech is about, we get anywhere from five to 8 minutes of conversation about business and technology. And one of the things we have talked about is cryptocurrency, Bitcoins, and this is now is expanding even more. But that's a very short moment, and is interesting. Pedro, at him being into business and technology, he's really into this thing. So I said, man, that's a longer conversation, Pedro. We probably need to have that conversation somewhere else where we can focus on it. And this is the place to focus on it. So I want to welcome to the show my man, Pedro Francois. What up, Pedro?
¿Qué pasa? How's everybody doing?
Pedro, we've talked about, and you have this passion. Where's your passion? First of all, where's your passion for just technology and business? Where's that even come from?
Oh, man. I guess being broke.
Okay. Yeah, that will definitely give you a passion.
I guess is the best way to describe it. I mean, you know, I come from a family where my parents worked. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my mom, they worked 16 hours a day, came home, barely saw each other, just to have peanuts, you know, and you know, I tell people, if you don't know no better, you don't do no better.
True.
You know, so I had the opportunity to, I guess, meet a guy. You know, he ended up being my best friend for the past 20 years. Mm. And his dad owned businesses in the Bahamas. You know what I mean? He had $20 shops. He was making $9 million a year. Mm. But yet, because of his ex-wife, you know.
Wait a minute. He had $21 shops?
No.
Or $20 shops?
No, $20 shops.
20 shops that are $20 shops. Okay.
$20 shops.
It just, that's a weird phrase.
I'm sorry.
No, all right.
And he would take my best friend every summer to the Bahamas. So, you know, throughout the year he was in the hood, and then through the summer he lived like a king, and he would come back with all these stories like, man, I got 3 maids, and you know, I ain't have to, you know, do my bed. I asked my dad for some money, and I went shopping, and I did all these things. And he would come home with just bags and bags of clothes, you know, that he would, you know, distribute, I guess, to us. He was like, hey, man, I bought you something. Hey, you know, here you go. So he kind of like took
That's
care
dope.
Of us during the summer, you know, because his dad had all this money.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what does your dad do? You know, and he was like, he just owns a bunch of companies. You know what I mean? And I said, I need to do that. I think that's the only way I can get out of this, you know, environment is mm-hmm. figuring out how to do that. So we started selling, you know, candy and chips and everything, and we were making money. Mm-hmm. I was making like $3,000 a week on lollipops and donuts in middle school. Like,
that's crazy.
Moving it.
You ruined everybody's mouth. Dennis business. Dennis bills were terrible in your neighborhood.
Go ahead. Right. You're right. You're right. But then I learned how to make a dollar, but not save a dollar. Mm. You know, and then you start transitioning from that to getting into the wholesale business. So now I became in the wholesale business at 18 and going to college at the same time and playing basketball mm-hmm. and trying to figure out myself. But now all this opportunity is around me, you know, and at the time, you know, we didn't have technology like how we have it now.
Yeah.
You know, I was selling stuff out of the trunk of my car. And word of mouth, you know, I ain't had no internet. I ain't had no Instagram where I could post anything, yet, yeah. you know. Uh-huh. So I'm driving from, you know, and if y'all don't know, I am from Miami, from city to city in my car selling this stuff. Mm-hmm. And me and my best friend, we were making $75,000 every 3 months. But the problem was we were blowing that $75,000
every 3 months.
Every 3 months, you know. Mm-hmm. And then along the way, I was like, man, I have all these different ideas. So, like, the product started to change, you know, to where it was like, well, I can sell women's clothes. And then, you know, and then we grab stuff, like, from
shout
movies.
Out to Jody.
Yeah, so, you know, you watch, well, you know, Get Rich and Die Trying was really, like, the worst movie I could have watched at that time. You know what I mean? Because then it was like, yo, if you making money like this, let's figure this out too, you know? And then, but then, you know, Baby Boy comes out and you see that you can do it another way. And just getting into that environment, realizing that I have to figure it out. I have to read. I have to research. You know, his dad took me aside and he said, look, you can just do what I'm doing. And I was like, nah, what you're doing is eventually going to die out. Like, you know, and at the time, I didn't realize what I was saying, but there's a lot of truth to that. Mm-hmm. And it actually did start to die out. So he went from 20 stores. Now he's down to, I think he has 2 stores left because of the internet.
Wow. So he had to figure something else out.
He had to figure something else out, you know. So now with that transition, it's like, okay, what else can he now invest in? Because he's been doing something so long that he no longer knows how to do anything else. But he still has the one skill that matters, and that's you know how to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how to flip a dollar. So I guess growing up in that environment and trying to figure out, like, okay, I have the passion for business. And then as y'all know, you know, since I am on the radio, I do comedy, I do act. So that's my other side of the passion of what I want to engage in life. But it's like one and the same. You know, you understand that. We got to, you know, build our own roads and create our own platforms and do what we got to do now. That's the business side of things.
Indeed.
You know, now from the technology aspect, it's like technology is like a double-edged sword. You need it, but you hate it all at the same time.
Because that thing is changing all the time. It changes the game all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. And I love technology. The only thing is, you know, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole, but it scares me because how involved we are. You know what I mean? Like yesterday I'm sitting at the table. My daughter has an iPad. My son has a cell phone and me and my wife are looking at each other like this cannot be our life. Like, are we really going to let the kids do this right now? And then her response is like, yeah, cause my show about to come on. And this is the only time we got to watch it. And you know, and I'm right there with her, like, you right, you know. And then my son leaves the table, and I'm like, hey, well, go sit with your sister until she finished eating. And he's like, Dad, she's not paying me any attention. And I'm like, I look over, and I'm like, you right. So just go do what you about to go do anyway, you know.
Wow. That's a whole nother conversation.
Yes, it is.
It's a whole nother conversation. Long answer to what I said, but that's important because they need to know who they're listening to for those that have not taken the time to listen to the radio show. So I appreciate you giving that background because I even learned something from that. We tend to learn things about each other
every
all the
day.
Time.
Yeah. So you do what?
You like what? Yeah, it's funny. So cryptocurrency, we're talking about Bitcoin is the big one. That's the big name.
That's
now,
the big one.
I saw something the other day where it's a video. Some kid was like, yeah, I got this 7 million Bitcoin and it's worth or 4 million Bitcoin was worth $500,000 or something. He had it. He was showing what he was doing. He's like, man, I'm in Miami now. Look, I'm traveling around the world just spending Bitcoin.
Right.
And with anything that comes along, there's some fluff to it, you know. So somebody's not telling the truth.
It's all fluff.
About a lot of it. But this currency, this new currency, all of a sudden, we don't want to use quarters and nickels and dimes no more. We got this other thing that we're trying to use. Now, people haven't heard of Bitcoin. Bitcoin's been using it on the black market or the black web to sell drugs and also guns, every sort of thing with it. But it's not just used for illegal or things you don't want people to track. So,
well, it's a little harder than that. Well, it's a little deeper than that.
I know that. Yeah. But that's that's something I see. I've seen it, but it's not something I've studied. So right. I know a little bit about a lot of stuff. This right. one, I know a little bit about this, a very little bit about it. So hence you being on the show today. So just, I'm trying to figure out, I guess, where even to start. What's a Bitcoin? Let's go there. What's a Bitcoin?
All right. So a lot of you do not know, but Bitcoin is one of the hardest conversations for me to have. Because I missed out on it. I could have bought, you know, $1,000 worth of Bitcoins when they were at a penny. Mm. Right now, they'd be worth $250 million if I would have been and getting bought them. So this actually hurts. But a Bitcoin, I'm going to give y'all some history. Two college guys actually thought of a way to say, hey, I want to send Jason money, but one, don't be charged for it. Two, I want to guarantee that Jason actually sent me the money. You know what I mean? And three, Jason can feel secure that the money actually went to me. All right. Uh-huh. And what people fail to realize, you know, that's basically PayPal, you yeah. know, or Square or the Cash App.
Yeah.
Now, what makes Bitcoin so valuable is that the algorithm behind that, right, is on two sides. So there's a public Jason and there's a private Jason. Yeah. Right.
Hey, man. So your business. Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
So. What that means is that there can be no fraud mm-hmm. in any transactions. So therefore, on the
is
other
that a rule,
end,
or that's just how it no, you're saying it's set up that way.
This is what makes it valuable because okay, right now, if I send you a PayPal mm-hmm. for $100 and I say, you know what, I didn't send Jason $100, PayPal has to cough up that money, and if you spent that money already, they out of $100
because they got
to
give it back. Okay.
So they got to give it back. You okay. see what I'm saying? So. Right there, that prevents the identity theft.
Okay.
Right. Not only that, I can send you money that I don't want my wife to know about. You know what I mean? And
you are revealing entirely too many secrets.
Okay, no. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just using it as an example.
I'm playing. Go ahead. You know?
But that's why it was so big on the black market, because I can send anyone anything, right? And it would never be traced back to me. Mm. That's very valuable.
Mm, yeah.
And that's why the current Bitcoin is at $7,500. Right?
Per Bitcoin, $7,500.
Per Bitcoin, $7,500. When
and
I could have got
once
it at
a penny.
Penny.
Jesus.
So.
Don't kill yourself, but.
I won't. trust me, I won't. Because there's a lot more money out here for me. Now. When you think about that, or you see the guy who's in Miami, he says, "Hey, I got 700 something bitcoins." He's lying, all right? Mm-hmm. Now what they're doing is they're allowing people to basically give shares off of their bitcoins. So like, I'm lending you money or a piece of my Bitcoin, right? And then you're taking that and quote unquote letting the interest build up on it. So if I have 5 bitcoins and I give you a percentage of my Bitcoin, you have it, right, to use it to do transactions. You see what I'm saying? Now, I'm charging you interest on the amount that you have to do those transactions. And then when you give it back to me, right, mm-hmm. you're going to have to pay me. So, for instance, there's a guy who's on YouTube.
Before you go there, that's where the water gets murky to me.
Right, it gets real confusing, right?
Because you just, if I got 5 Bitcoin,
right,
and I'm giving you, I give a percentage of this Bitcoin away.
Correct.
So I give 20% of this Bitcoin away.
Correct.
Right? To you. And right. you decide to then spend that. You don't have it anymore.
was
so I'm how not, did I now so how did I lend you anything? You're saying that you still, am I saying that you still owe me 20%? Whatever I gave you, it's just like me giving you a dollar and saying, right. Hey, you owe me a dollar plus interest.
All right. I said, it's like an LA. All right. I'm going to use it like this, right? Mm-hmm. So you go to LA Fitness, right?
Yeah.
You can go 31 days out of the month.
Uh-huh.
Right? But I'm letting you go 5 days out of the month, you know what I mean, on my membership.
Okay.
You know. But at the same time, nobody knows what you're doing in that time.
Correct.
You see what I'm saying? So that's how you're...
But I still owe you these 5 days back.
Yes, you still owe me these 5 days plus an additional whatever. You know what I mean?
Plus an additional 2 days. So yes, I owe you 7 days back.
Plus an additional 2 days. So I'm making money off of that way. You know, so people are, and those are for people who can't currently purchase a $7,500 Bitcoin.
Okay.
But in return... they're still making money because whatever that dollar amount is, then they're purchasing, you know, other things with that currency to flip that money as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, I give you an example, a Mercedes-Benz, right?
Yeah.
So, if I have 10 Bitcoins, right, that's $75,000.
Mm-hmm.
I lend you, you know, whatever percentage, you go take that, you buy a car. You flip the car, you get that money back, you put it back into the Bitcoins, and then boom.
Then you got to give it back. Then I give you your money back.
You get my money back.
Okay. So it's just, it's basic, it's the same thing. You're just lending.
Just lending.
Okay.
That's all it is.
So if I bought a share, I could use it to spend the money. I got it. Basically. Gotcha. Okay. It sounded murky as hell for a second. But
and Bitcoin is a service.
Ah, explain
Bitcoin
that.
Is a service. So you have to remember, Bitcoins are used to purchase things, mm-hmm, or to send money, right,
mm-hmm,
without being tracked back to you. So you're
correct,
paying for that service.
That again is something that is why it has the value that it has?
Yes, that's why it has the value that it has.
Okay.
Right. Not only that, what people don't know. So Bitcoin isn't a company.
No.
All right. And Bitcoin is considered currency.
Correct.
All right. Now,
but it's backed by what?
It's backed by the coding. It's not backed by no banks. It's not
by
backed
gold.
By,
it's not,
it's not backed by gold. It's literally backed by coding. It's the algorithm that they've created to allow people to send money, right?
Is that not
dangerous? Without
though?
Being tracked. Is it dangerous?
Yeah, because like you said, if it's backed by code, if somebody messes up the code, we're talking about binary, zeros and ones. Somebody replaces a zero or one, and now it's gone.
Well, I'm going to tell you what Bitcoin is doing to prevent that, right? So they hire people to crack a code, right? Uh-huh. And if you crack the code, right, they give you 50 Bitcoins off the rip,
uh-huh,
right? And then they give you another 50, right?
Mm-hmm.
To figure out a way that nobody else can crack it as well. So you think about that. You're getting 100 Bitcoins.
So they're constantly testing the system.
Constantly.
Like anything else. You test
but not everybody's using this system. So like when we talk about Ripple, right?
Uh-huh.
Ripple, I do recommend everybody to invest in.
Wait, here we go talking about Ripple again, man. Listen, Ripple is alcoholic beverage for winos. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
But Ripple is already considered to be at like $1.3 billion, right?
Again, so what is Ripple? Is another form of cryptocurrency.
Yes, Ripple is another form of cryptocurrency, but they're backed by the banks, right? Because the banks use them to move millions of dollars, right, wherever they needed to move it to, mm-hmm, right? And it costs them literally nothing versus them doing it direct through wire transfers.
When you say backed by banks, backed by what bank? Because the bank itself is backed by a Federal Reserve, correct?
Okay. Yes, same. So when you say if the banks of the U.S. and the banks of China, mm-hmm, right, are backed by Ripple, right, that's their reserve. So that's where the value comes in at. So for me, if I have, and right now people, they're at 20 cents a share. So like, you know, you need to hop on that at 20 cents a share. Eventually, because... Sophia, well, I ain't even going to Sophia right now because she's a robot. But anyways, she already predicted that.
This is why we're having a longer conversation.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, we can talk about Sophia in a minute.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But the Bitcoin bubble is going to pop. Okay. And when it does pop, and the reason why it's going to pop, because you're going to have the hackers, because there is an organization of hackers that just they do this for a living. Like, they want to break the code and cause chaos. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And once that happens, then the value of cryptocurrency is going to just plummet, you know. But Ripple will always be around because of the service that they provide, right? Because they transfer millions of dollars.
Okay, I got a question though with that. So if it's backed by the bank, which is the U.S., which is the Federal Reserve, which is government,
right?
This is not as attractive to the black market because this can be tracked.
Correct, kind of. And what I mean by that is that the reason why it's called cryptocurrency, right, is because they follow the same blueprint, right? Mm-hmm. There's a public you and there's a private you.
Crypto as in encrypted?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So now when you transfer money, right, through Ripple, right, publicly, you know, there's a Jason and privately there's a Jason. So they don't know which account it's coming out of. You know what I mean? They don't know where the money actually came from.
But it's still from Jason.
Technically, yes.
Okay. So I just trying to.
But it could be any one of Jason's accounts.
But it's more attractive to the person, especially if somebody you want to buy into this.
Right.
Ripple, as you said, the bubble will burst for Bitcoin.
Right.
Not so for Ripple.
For Ripple. Right. Because Ripple is. And you have to think about this, right? If you're investing all this money into Bitcoin and the bubble pops and you're done, but you still want to keep investing, you want to invest in something that you're familiar with. You know what I mean? And everybody's gonna say, oh well, you know, I have a bank account, you have a bank account. Oh well, you know what? This isn't a bad idea. And then now, the stock goes from 20 cents to $7,500, and then you cash out. You say, hey, look, let me get all that deposited into my account. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because eventually, that's gonna pop as well.
So, how many different forms of
cryptocurrency?
Is there?
My God, I don't think we have enough time, brother.
So there's endless. This is not a new. So how far back? Because it's a new thing for us in the news. But how far back does cryptocurrency even go?
2007.
That's when Bitcoin started. When crypto anything.
No. Bitcoin. You got to remember.
Bitcoin is the first. It's the granddaddy of them all.
It's the granddaddy of them all. And you have to look at something. Once something gains traction.
Yeah,
100 things open up after that.
There's going to be imitators. You
know, and there's a lot of companies. There's a lot of fraud Bitcoin companies out there.
Let's talk about that.
So
how do you – there's fraud companies.
Fraud companies.
Giving fake Bitcoin information.
Fake Bitcoin information. And then so this is what they're doing. They say, hey, Jason, we have Bitcoins. These Bitcoins are $20, buy $1,000 worth. And you're like, all right, cool. And they're like, hey – you're going to gain interest on these Bitcoins. You know what I mean? Mm. So after like a month, you're like, oh my God, I done made $500. Mm. Right? But what they're not telling you is that you really didn't make $500 and your money is actually gone right now. But now you're like, hey, I should put another $1,000 into that. Right?
And then you're like,
excellent, okay. Right? And then you put another $1,000 in it.
Next time,
right?
Gadget.
Okay. And then they hit you with alerts, and they say, hey, we think that the stock is going to rise and that your Bitcoin is going to grow, and we have all these other people coming in. You know, do you want to continuously add?
Got you on your whale now. They got you on the hook.
Oh, yeah, they got you on the hook. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, you 10 grand in. And then something happens, and you say, hey, can I go ahead and cash out on some of my Bitcoins? And then they tell you no. And then you're trying to figure out, can I just get a little bit of the pie? And they say no. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you log into this website that you've been paying all this money into, right? Mm-hmm. The website no longer exists.
Jesus Christ.
you get that alert. The website that you're looking for, you can purchase on GoDaddy.com.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's terrible.
But there's hundreds of millions of dollars being taken.
How do you spot a fraud?
Now, that's the biggest issue. That is the biggest issue is how do you spot a fraud? Because you have so many coins now. You got the Black Coin, Litecoin, Ripple. Christ. You got all these other places that, you know, that seem legit. Mm-hmm. That seem legit. And everything on the internet is true, right?
That's what they say.
No.
Yeah. If it's on the internet, it's real.
It's on the internet, it's real. Fake news is still news, right?
Yeah, it's still news.
So apps, So you have to do your research and find apps. All right. So there is a Bitcoin app. You know what I mean? And you realize that if they put a restriction on how much you can purchase, mm-hmm. all right, then you understand how legit it actually is.
You know? Okay, so wait a minute. Let's walk our people that's listening. So, for one, there's a Bitcoin app. Is there the official app? Is there, like, there's Cash App? Is there a Bitcoin app?
There is an official Bitcoin app.
Okay, and there's no, but there's imitators to that, too.
There's imitators to that as well. So what you would do, right, is that you would go to the Bitcoin stock exchange, mm-hmm. right, pull up the exchange digits. I think it's like BTX or something like that, yeah. BTXC or something like that. And then you would see which app is attached to that, and then that's the app that you would download.
Got it. Okay.
You know, because...
All right, that's number one.
So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, you do need to have somebody that backs you for your trade. So like Fidelity or another stock trade company, you do need to download their app. They are going to charge you $5 no matter what you do. Any transaction where you purchase or you sell, you know, they're going to charge you. Mm-hmm. So that would be step two. Right? Okay. Step three, you will cut me a check. You know what I mean?
No, wait a minute. We're not doing step three.
No, but then after that, then you will go ahead and get a wallet. You do need a wallet because this is where you will put the money that's earned into
like
this
Google wallet.
Yeah,
you get something like a digital wallet.
You do need a digital wallet.
Hold on, before you go over there, stay there. Digital wallet.
A digital wallet.
Because I know Google Wallet was a thing for a minute, and some people don't even know Google Wallet exists inside their Google account, but. It comes with a little card and everything. You order the card.
That's like Samsung Pay and Apple Pay. So, it's all the same thing.
So these digital wallets, mm-hmm. For one, you encourage people to do this, period?
Yes.
Or just for trading?
No, period. Because I'm going to tell you why, right? Eventually, you are going to walk around with no cell phone, no nothing. Mm-hmm. You're going to look. They're going to scan your eye or your teeth, and that's how you're going to purchase. So, and if you think I'm playing, see, if you pay attention to BizTech, you already know this is already going on in China. You know, pay with a smile. So, it's already happening, brother.
Yeah. I ended with the funny thing is I probably won't. I'll fight that to the end. Tooth and nail. I will fight that to the end.
You already lost that fight, brother.
Yeah. I'll fight it to the end. Although I do enjoy, like with PayPal now, you know, you can go to stores that have PayPal. I'll be excited. Like Home Depot, you just put in your phone number. I go to Home Depot with no wallet. It's just put in your phone number and they got your money and take it straight out of your PayPal. I think that's cool. I think every place should have that. I don't even know why every place doesn't have that at this point. Where?
Because if I know your number, I'm about to get rich.
But you still have to know my phone number and my PIN number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just can't just my phone number.
So that's 804.
anyway, moving on. So digital wallet. Uh-huh. You're saying that you encourage people to get a digital wallet.
Right.
But if you're doing trading, have a digital wallet. Correct. And the digital wallet is just where
all your funds will be stored online. So you got to think about transaction fees. Mm-hmm. All right. I mean, if we all travel abroad and we know, hey, if I go to Brazil and I swipe, you know, or if I go to Europe and I try to take money out of the ATM, I'm going to be charged.
Yeah.
You know, so to avoid that, you know, you have a digital wallet.
Gotcha. Okay. That's good information.
And in the future, like I just said, 2020, y'all, is going to be the end of the world. 2020.
Yeah, especially with these, Uber taxis, you're probably going to talk about that
on Monday.
Air taxis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that they're going to be testing in 2020.
Yeah. They're already testing. They're going to be available in LA and in Dallas. Yeah. BizTech Monday.
We'll talk about
BizTech Monday.
Anyway.
You know, or Sophia. BizTech Monday.
We going to talk about it on BizTech?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you want, I can give them a little bit of who Sophia is.
Is Sophia attached to this Bitcoin conversation?
Kind of, because she kind of is the one who said that Bitcoin is the bubble is about to burst. And if you are in the tech or you think about, you know, people who are watching the numbers, mm-hmm. or someone who would know the algorithm to certain things, can actually track the patterns in certain things, then that would be Sophia. Because if y'all don't know who Sophia is the first citizen in the world that's a robot.
She's a U.S. citizen.
No, she's a citizen in Dubai, but she's a robot. Our AI is real, y'all. Mm. It's real.
Mm. So go watch iRobot again. Moving on.
Either that or everybody going to be downloading the Instagram model 1032.
All right. So it's just like you said, cryptocurrency itself.
Right.
Just, again, it's a longer conversation, but the reason we have this conversation is because you encourage people to research. Do your own research. Don't just take Pedro's word or anybody else's word for it. Go into it and see if that's something that you want to do, or is it something you should be teaching your kids? You know, that's the other reason why you watch these kind of things.
Yep.
Is because you guys are still sending your kids to school for a history degree. Not knock anybody got a history degree. I'm just saying, what are we doing?
They're learning nothing but lies.
It's 2017. What are we doing? What they gonna do with it?
Nothing. They gonna rewrite it every day.
and you just throw your money down the drain. So maybe this is something you want to teach your kids to do.
Which you should, because what a lot of people aren't realizing, right, that it is a currency. And this movement of all these currencies is literally changing the game. So when we look at U.S. currency, when we look at the pound, the yen, the dollar, right? By 2020, we probably ain't gonna have no dollar.
I was about to ask you that question. Is does cryptocurrency, do you see it affecting our current money, our U.S. mint, or, you know what I mean, the ruble, the pound?
Yes. Because let me ask you a question, right? If I choose to provide my services, right, through Bitcoin currency, that'll change the game. Like when Mercedes-Benz allows you to purchase a Mercedes-Benz in cryptocurrency, then why do I need a U.S. dollar?
So you're saying that the business will force it. Businesses could force it because they'd be like,
they already are.
Or say now accepting Bitcoin.
When I saw that, I almost lost it. Literally, I was on Mercedes' website looking for a car, and all the way at the bottom it said, now accepting Bitcoins. And I said, this thing is real.
Wow.
Because I thought the whole time it was a scam.
Because a lot of, yeah, exactly. Because people, for the longest time, people have been just brushing, whatever.
It's a scam.
Yeah, it's never going to get any traction, you know.
In January, it was $5. I mean, in January, it was $500. In January of this year, it dropped down to $500. You could have bought 10 of them damn things.
And now it's $7,500.
Yep.
Where are experts predicting it can go to?
Look.
Before the bubble bursts, so 85, or is the sky the limit?
All right, the sky's the limit, because now what they're doing is they're allowing you to what? To take percentages off of your Bitcoin and use them. So they say, and this was in 2015, right? So they said in 2015, by 2025, your one Bitcoin to be worth $1 million.
Jesus.
Now, it sounds crazy, right? But I just said, and literally 11 months ago, it was $500.
Correct.
It's grown over $7,000 in 11 months. I don't care what bank account you put your money in, what IRA, what.
Nothing.
I don't care what you put your money in.
Yeah.
That, bruh.
Okay.
I don't even like to say bro.
I feel you.
It just sounds wrong.
So if somebody wanted to research or kind of get into Bitcoin, because now that I'm thinking about it, this thing is broad and there's going to be classes. You know what I mean? There's so many. There's other ways. There's other money made.
Wait, those are scams.
But that's what I'm about to say, though. There's going to be other money made off of the fact that this is now a thing.
Yeah, people are already making it. We talking about it right now.
Correct.
So if I say, hey, look, I am holding a class on Saturday. I'm going to break down Bitcoins. I'm going to help you invest in Bitcoins. I'm going to make sure that you actually take advantage of what's going on now. It's going to cost you $2.99.
Somebody might take it.
A lot of people are going to take
it. Why wouldn't they, though?
Huh?
Why shouldn't they?
Why shouldn't they? Yeah. Because the same information I'm going to give you on Saturday, right, is sitting right in the palm of your hands.
Don't tell them that, Pedro, because I was going to have a class. That's what we're doing. No. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
No, but
I wouldn't do that, because then, you know, I'm a firm believer in what you put out is what you get back, you know? And
And the information is free.
The information is free. Mm-hmm. Free. Now, if you need a coach and you want a pep talk or something, then, you know, DM me and I'll be there to support you.
Done deal.
And then I am going to charge you because time is money, you know, but I'm not going to charge you $2.99.
You know? Got it.
You know, so.
So, and that's probably a better way to do it, really.
Yeah, you need an advisor. You need an advisor.
Not necessarily just that. So if you're taking it's not really a class, you're going to get some consulting. And I think that's cool.
Right.
So do you have anywhere specific, because you gave out some resources there, do you have anywhere specific that you would tell people that maybe just starting or somebody that wants to learn a little bit more, where would they go? And you may not have one off the top of your head, but is it better just to Google what is a Bitcoin?
The reason for that is because, you know, you do have to do your research. Uh-huh. I don't want to give you a source. You read that source and you say, you know what? I read this one sheet of paper and I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
You know, I would rather you actually go and do the research because it's your hard earned money.
Yeah.
That you're about to throw into something.
Got it.
And, you know, my research is valid. You know what I mean? My opinions to myself matter. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I would never want to put that on you guys, you know, as face value. And then you make a decision because if that decision goes wrong, the first thing y'all going to say is it was Pedro's fault.
Definitely going to say it's Pedro's fault.
It's Pedro's fault. I'm not listening to Jason all week because of Pedro. You know what I mean?
True.
You know?
And now that you said that, don't you divulge any information.
I'm not.
It affects me now.
I'm not. It does. It does. They're going to say, Jason brought this guy on.
Affects my listeners.
You know?
So, Pedro, man, this is excellent information. As you could tell, running the point is an intelligent conversation. And as you could tell, there's some intelligence here. My man has done his research and has taken the time to understand this thing and still learning. He doesn't claim to know everything. He's still learning. So, Pedro, social media, how could they find you? Where would they DM you?
Okay, well, you can find me on everything. Facebook, Instagram, email. Everything is Pedro Francois. That's Francois. And Pedro is Pedro.
Yeah, sometimes you got to tell people.
You got to. Because, I mean, I wanted to change my name to Pedro. You know what I mean? But that wouldn't just that would just be so wrong. You know what I mean? But people understand that.
That would have been a dope rap name if you was a rapper.
For real.
So, at any rate, man, make sure you follow Pedro. Follow me, Jason804. Follow ATL Podcast Network. And remember, every single Monday, JC Squared on the Air. You can catch Pedro in BizTech on JC Squared on the Air every Monday. IBNX Radio, that's JC. That's IBNXRadio.com/JC Squared. You can check that out. But we're out there. And man, you know, I don't know when you're listening to this show. So that's why I don't ever tell them about events and all that, because you never know when you listen to this show. But we really, really encourage you guys, because not only are we online, but we do things offline. We go to some of these podcast events and we have international trips and all sorts of things. So if you're interested in and you want to just meet us in person, definitely go to the Instagram so you can find where we're going to be next, what we're going to be doing next, man. Again, Jason804 right here, Jason Carey on Running the Point and ATL Podcast Network. We out of here, man. Appreciate you, Pedro.
Anytime, man. Au revoir.